Parents and visitors to Detroit Public Schools Community District's buildings might notice that part of the school's entrance now vaguely resemble airport security lines. I'm afraid, who's wrote this? Max Bryan from the Detroit News. Michigan schools adopt facial recognition for security, but critics worry. I'm always perplexed by the, quote, critics worry when we're trying to do whatever we can with the latest technology to keep anyone safe, but especially our students. Dr. Robert Livernois, retired superintendent of Warren Consolidated Schools. You know him as the host of School Talks and Hidden in Plain Sight right here on WJR, is here to talk a little bit about the schools that are adopting facial recognition technology for security. Doctor, always a pleasure and frankly a privilege to welcome you to Focus with Paul W. Smith.
Thanks for having me, Paul W. I'm glad to be here.
Your thoughts on facial recognition and, for that matter, any new technology that might make our students safer?
Well, as a former superintendent, I can really appreciate the enormous pressure on school officials to keep kids safe. And when you think about how open schools were even 20, 30 years ago and to where they are now, we have really locked them down in numerous ways, all under the idea of keeping things safer. And we don't need to take but a second to recognize the number of school tragedies that have brought this to light. So the notion of doing things to keep children safe is certainly not new. What I think is interesting about the visitor management system is it starts to creep toward that whole Big Brother algorithm tracking thing that has become really divisive in our culture. But if you remove that for one second, which by and large is impossible, the notion of doing things to keep kids safe is not new at all to schools. But when you mix in, you know, when you read this article you referenced, it almost has a science fiction element to it in terms of facial recognition and how they're, you know, potentially able to profile and so on. So I think we need to look at this through two very different lenses. One, it's easy to see the need to keep them safe. But two, where does this go, right? What is the scope creep of this kind of technology in schools? And, you know, at what point does it get to the classroom door? And I think that's sort of the underpinning of the whole thing.
Dr. Robert Livernois, retired superintendent of Warren Consolidated Schools, host of School Talks and Hidden in Plain Sight right here on WJR. It's a system that's part of a new facial recognition software system that's it's known commonly as Visitor Aware and now in place at every Detroit Public Schools Community District school, where the system matches visitors' faces against a valid form of identification before they're allowed into the school. And when visitors are flagged, they may not be allowed in the building. And the ACLU is saying that facial recognition remains, quote, far too unreliable. But what's the point? What goes wrong when the facial recognition is unreliable? Is there a downside to this?
Well, I think what they're referencing is the idea that the software is based on largely white people. And with Detroit Public Schools population, I think they're trying to draw a concern that the software might not be accurate for all faces. And as such, it would create false flags, so to speak. However, as a former superintendent, I would much rather deal with a false flag than no flag at all if, in fact, someone was able to get past the front office of a school. So it really becomes we're into that, you know, well, we've waded into that water of what is this really about and what's driving it. But I, as a superintendent, I would take a false alarm any day over not being aware of something at all. But I think the point they're making is on what data is this software built and how good is it at recognizing all kinds of faces? And are certain people being set up to be flagged over others? And which is my point of it wading into that, you know, that whole divide that exists far and away from keeping schools safe.
Yeah. Well, I'm on your side on this, and any of the flaws can be fixed by just adding to the database if they're concerned. And I would hope that that's what they would do. Dr. Robert Livernois, retired superintendent of Warren Consolidated Schools. Thank you, sir. Always a pleasure.
My pleasure. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
Thank you. 143. Listen to him on School Talks and Hidden in Plain Sight right here on WJR.